Welcome to Coffee and Jesus. I'm your host, Jael Penn, coming to you from the great state of Texas. Today's topic is a sensitive one, and it's near and dear to my heart. It was about a year ago that a very young pastor with a wife and small children, committed suicide, and it rocked the Christian community, and we all wept. And we were all just in shock. But to be honest, we should not have been in shock. Because many of our pastors are leading while broken. They're leading while depressed. They're leading all alone. And so this very short message is in honor of them. It is possible for a pastor to be depressed. And it will be manifested or made known to you through the fact that they have problems in their marriage. They've had affairs, or they quit the ministry. And as this young man did, he committed suicide. So it's a real thing among ministers. They're dealing with so much. They're dealing with every personality type and every sort of spirit. So please, if you don't remember anything else from this short message, pray for your pastors. Pray for those in ministry, even if they're not leading a congregation of a church. Whatever ministry they're in, they're under attack. They're either coming out of a season of attack or going into a season of attack. It's on and off, on and off, on and off. They're dealing with spiritual warfare. And as much as they are faithful and prayerful, it's still a battle. And when you're in a battle, you have scars, you have wounds. It hurts. We have to remember that our pastors are human. Some pastors, especially when they're new, they have the surprising reality that everybody doesn't love me, everybody doesn't like me, everybody doesn't agree with me. I have some real enemies in my congregation who want me out. This is hurtful. And some people have thick skin and others don't. What I've seen mostly is that a lot of pastors have a feeling of inadequacy or insecurity. They're worried about this and that, and they listen to the people around them complaining, and Satan uses that against them, and they begin to think, oh, I'm not doing a good job because my church membership, the numbers are declining, they aren't going up, I'm not filling the stands. And so it begins to wear on a person, and they feel like a failure, when in fact the opposite is true, because if they help at least one person to get saved, they've done their job. I think pastors, more than celebrities, such as actors and singers and athletes, I believe that they're criticized and bullied more than anyone. I believe that they're bullied many times by their board and the people closest to them, when they don't realize that the person that God has put into authority over a congregation is the one that he's going to speak to and through. Now, he may confirm a word through someone else, but there are things that are just going to be told to that person that the people around them aren't going to understand, and they just have to take it on faith that God has shown him or her what to do and be supportive rather than antagonistic. It's lonely in ministry. It's lonely to be a pastor sometimes, even if you're married and you have children, because the bulk, the burden is on you. It's not on your spouse. It's on you. It's not on your kids. It's on you. It's not on your executive assistant or however many you have under you. It's ultimately on you. That. So just be in prayer for your pastor and those of you who know people in ministry. We need your prayers. We really need to be covered in prayer. Depression is real. Suicidal thoughts are real. The enemy is after us. And the bottom line is, we're human, just like you, in a supernatural war, just like you. If you hear somebody talking bad about your pastor, squash it. Don't let them do that. And if there is something wrong and you need to be at a different church, God will reveal it to you. You know, when it's time to move, He'll tell you to move. And if you're listening and whatever's being said doesn't line up with God's word and it's being said out of context, you'll know it. The Holy Spirit will reveal it to you. So let's just be careful. But most of all, let's be encouraging to those in ministry, because they really need our prayers. God bless you.